Well, it is a creepy and curious world out there, and this morning we have the interesting sex life, or maybe gender life, of some reptiles. Dr. Emma Sherritt from the University of New England's with us morning, Emma.
Good morning, Kelly. How's it going?
I'm well, thanks. How are you keeping warm up there at UNE in Armidale?
Oh, yes. The snow's all gone now.
Not much good weather for reptiles. I imagine they're keeping themselves in some warm places.
Well, certainly. And the cold temperatures are the ones that keep them in a regular state of sex, I should say. You'll find that out in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Is there a gender that suits different types of weather? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting myself into trouble here. All right, let's start with a fairly general question. How is sex normally determined in lizards and other reptiles?
Actually, sex determination across the animal kingdom is a really interesting phenomenon. There are many different ways that it can occur, primarily by two mechanisms. And in lizards, you can see both. So we have genetic sex determination, which is where you have chromosomes that determine the sex. And we can have two different chromosomes, whether they're the same or different, we'll say whether it's a male or a female. We've got different systems. And then also you've got temperature sex sex determination, which is where the sex is determined by the incubation temperature of the eggs.
Okay, and how does that differ, obviously, from humans?
So, as humans, we have the XX and XY genetic sex determination. So, we've got these two different chromosomes. When we are female, we have two X chromosomes, and males have an X and a Y. In a lot of reptiles and also in birds, you actually see a different chromosome set up where you have ZZ and ZW, and it's actually the other way round. The ZZs are the male and the ZW is the female.
Okay, so a little bit of a switcheroo there.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, and so some lizards can actually change their gender?
And so that is it. We've got a really exciting story today, published just 2 weeks ago from research here in Australia, that is the first ever research to show that in reptiles, you have this sex change occurring. Usually it's seen in other animals in the kingdom, but this is the first time we see it in reptiles.
Okay, so who's done the study? How did it come about?
So a team of researchers led by Dr. Claire Hollerley from the University of Canberra looked into this group of Australian bearded dragons from sort of north-northwest of here. And what they knew about this system was that they are generally a genetic sex-determined group. So we have ZZ males and ZW females. But what happens is, if the nest is subjected to really high temperatures and the incubation temperature is really high, the chromosomally male animals get feminized and become sex-reversed females.
Why is that? Why does the warm weather have that effect on them?
Well, this is something that we're not exactly sure what goes on, but certainly it's likely to be the way that temperature sex determination evolved. Because what they found is that after just one generation, these sex-reversed females are able to breed. They are, in fact, possibly more fertile than genetic females in the same group.
Oh, yeah.
And just after one generation, suddenly we've got all of the animals being ZZ chromosomally, but we have males and females in the population, and temperature is driving the sex difference.
That's extraordinary. And they're more fertile than
that is the
regular
really strange
old female
thing.
Why would they be more fertile?
You know, that is also a very strange question, and I can't give you an answer to that. But it's certainly been found to be the case. And so perhaps there's something to do with body condition in these males, or I don't know. No. I can't give you an answer.
How amazing. Well, and is it just unique to lizards, is this kind of situation, Emma?
Well, certainly this is the first evidence that we get it in lizards. But we've known that temperature sex determination can be, temperature can be overriding a genetic sex determination in a lot of other animals. So take Nemo, for example, the clownfish, the anemone fish. Actually, we can have animals that start off as male, but if a female in the group dies, or they pair for life, and if the female dies, the male could in fact turn female in order to get another mate. So in the case of Nemo, Nemo's father dies, perhaps he should have turned into a female in order to get another mate, but instead he went off and found his son.
What, evolution-wise, why do you think they developed this trait?
You know, I think that although we don't know for sure because it's so ubiquitous in evolution, we see both types of genetic and temperature sex determination all over the place. We don't really know where it comes from, sort of what the original trait was. But the being able to adapt to the fluctuating climate is probably a very deep thing in all animals. And what happens is when you do have this temperature override, it allows you to cope with a disaster happen. For example, all the males or all the females in an environment dies, you don't lose the population. You can actually have sex reversal in order to keep breeding populations alive.
Isn't that interesting? So what could it mean with climate change?
Well, certainly realising that it's increased temperatures in this case that are feminising these males, and we are thinking about climate change and the increasing in global temperatures at the moment, this is going to have a potentially a profound effect on a lot of species. Now, whether the populations will then be able to cope by having enough males and females in the population, that might, in fact, what you asked me about with the females being more fertile, It might in fact be this knock-on effect that when the population is under, a lot of stress with this heat, that they're going to produce more young in order just to keep the population alive.
Isn't that extraordinary? Dr. Emma Sherritt with it on ABC New England Northwest and Creepy But Curious this morning, this fascinating world, a new Australian research too, the changing sex life of some lizards. Is it just to do with these particular species, Emma?
No, sex change is happening across the animal kingdom. Now, a lot of the times it will just be due to temperature, but unfortunately it's happening a lot to do with humans as well. So studies in the water quality of North American rivers and lakes is showing that increased amounts of pesticides are actually are feminizing fish as well, or masculinizing it. So what happens is these pesticides sort of act like very large amounts of testosterone in the water, and you've got all of these fish changing sex. And it happens to frogs as well. And this is potentially a really bad thing because this is us. This is not nature doing it. This is humans that are making these animals change sex.
In terms then, I guess, more broadly about this sort of idea of gender being set in stone, I mean, the sex determination in animals, what does it sort of say in the bigger picture there?
Certainly, what we're seeing now is something that how animals have evolved. In order to be able to be sexually reproducing species, you've got to have two different sexes. And if you look at sort of fairly simple creatures where they just split apart asexually and don't have any sexual reproduction, you don't get as much genetic mixing going on. And so sex is really important for getting genetic mixing and getting the diversity that we see. And I think that by having such easy changes between sexes, and actually the different ways that sex is determined in animals, has really given rise to the diversity of animals we see today.
Wow. So yeah, does it? Where would the research to go to from here when it comes to this issue of sex in the animals? Then, do you think, Emma?
I think this research group in Canberra are certainly going to be looking at more Australian lizards. Australian lizards have had to go through substantial temperature changes in the course of evolution. For Australia is a really interesting place from having so many different climates over the course of its life. And so it's likely that this isn't going to be something that's only found in this one species of bearded dragon. It might be the case for a lot of Australian lizards that live out in the desert.
That's extraordinary. And do you think it could be, it's likely to be across all species and into the future, or is that too far a reach?
You know, I wouldn't say no to that. And I think given that we have such fast temperature changes now occurring in our environment, these animals have to deal with it in the way that they can. Mm. And this might be the case.
Jay, what's been the reaction to the research since it's been released, Emma?
It's pretty exciting. A lot of people are excited about this. These lizards are very charismatic. We know the bearded dragon. It is our Australian symbol in many ways. And so it's a very exciting thing to see that this research has come out of here, and that it is in fact the first example that we have in reptiles. We knew about it in fish and amphibians, but to see it in reptiles, it's another exciting bonus for Australia.
Great Australian researchers, all right. Emma, fascinating, very curious this morning, and fascinating to see where it heads to next. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Bye.